This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Alex Marrero announced that he will bring police back to campuses for the rest of the school year. That announcement came hours after a student shot two school administrators at East High Wednesday. Police were removed after the social justice protests in 2020. The Denver School Board and Mayor Michael Hancock both said they support the move. One of the two victims from Wednesday's shooting was released from the hospital last night. A second faculty member is still in the hospital. Wednesday was the second anniversary of the King Super shooting in Boulder that killed 10 people in 2021. Robert Old's niece was one of the people killed that day. He's frustrated with delays in the court case.
We continue to be re-victimized time and time again with court delays, reports of incompetency, and defense lawyer tactics.
The shooting suspect has been in a mental hospital since last year. The death toll from the pandemic in Colorado has passed another milestone. 15,007 Coloradans have died from COVID. CPR's John Daly.
That number could fill Red Rocks Amphitheater 1.5 times. The 15,000 deaths is historic, costing more lives than anything that's happened in Colorado in the last century and lowering life expectancy. Here's Dr. Anuj Mehta, a pulmonologist with Denver Health.
Obviously, COVID has done so much more than just killed people. It's impacted people's lives.
The state's oldest residents were hardest hit. The virus impacted the Latino community, perhaps more than any other ethnic group. Counties like Pueblo, Adams, and El Paso saw higher death rates than the state average. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's turning cloudy and cooler with rain and snow for much of the state into the weekend. Front range highs in the 50s today, Grand Junction in the 40s. This is CPR News and KRCC.